Blog Talk Radio.
Everybody crunk up in this motherfucker. I'ma pop a bottle and get drunk up in this motherfucker. And everybody cool in it, bitch. You run up on us wrong, we act a fool in it, bitch. Everybody crunk up in this motherfucker. I'ma pop a bottle and get drunk up in this motherfucker. And everybody cool in it, bitch. You run up on us wrong, we act a fool in it, bitch. DJ play my song. All my partners with me and they be throwing red. Everybody drunk and people don't know how to act. Don't act a fool and keep it cool. Everybody going crazy, they done popped the by two. Everybody flexing and breaking all the rules. They throwing up the red flags, black flags and them blues. Them blues. Everybody crunk up in this motherfucker. I'ma pop a bottle and get drunk up in this motherfucker. And everybody cool in it, bitch. You run up on us wrong, we act a fool in it, bitch. Everybody crunk up in this motherfucker. I'ma pop a bottle and get drunk up in this motherfucker. And everybody cool in it, bitch. You run up on us wrong, we act a fool in it, bitch. Basic bros, rented assholes, we don't want that. Classifying girls, bring them all back. We in the field, we popping bottles and all that. Tell them young, wild niggas they can fall back. They twist their fingers up and they don't give a fuck. North side, south side, west side, what's up? Can't forget the east side, making plenty bucks. The whole city in this motherfucker getting crumb. Everybody crunk up in this motherfucker. I'ma pop a bottle and get drunk up in this motherfucker. And everybody cool in it, bitch. You run up on us wrong, we act a fool in it, bitch. Everybody crunk up in this motherfucker. I'ma pop a bottle and get drunk up in this motherfucker. And everybody cool in it, bitch. You run up on us wrong, we act a fool in it, bitch. Everybody rocking in it, bitch. A lot of hoes jockin' in it, bitch. Everybody rep they hood in this thing. When the beat drops, somebody gon' swing. All the hustlers got a pocket full of cash. And all the ballers might throw a couple stacks. The whole club smell like fruity loud pad. It's turned up to the max. Everybody crunk up in this motherfucker. I'ma pop a bottle and get drunk up in this motherfucker. And everybody cool in it, bitch. You run up on us wrong, we act a fool in it, bitch. Everybody crunk up in this motherfucker. I'ma pop a bottle and get drunk up in this motherfucker. And everybody cool in it, bitch. You run up on us wrong, we act a fool in it, bitch.
So we got the best pretzels with the cheese in the middle.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm sitting here just trying to suck off my lips, yo. Damn.
That's
some
good shit.
I had me a little gelati. Some ice cream and some water ice. And
what kind of water ice?
Some motherfucking blueberry water ice and strawberry shortcake ice cream. Yes, motherfuckers.
I never had that one. I like cherry ice cream, cherry water ice with the vanilla ice cream.
Oh, see, I got mine from the Chinese store.
You got yours specially made. See, I got the traditional one, the vanilla ice cream with the cherry water ice.
I went to the Chinese store. I'm like, oh, y'all got water ice and ice cream. Let's put that together. She charged me like $3.50, though.
Bitch.
I know, right? If I'd have bought it separate, it'd have probably been $2. Like,
then you could mix your shit up on your own.
Yeah, but that shit was good as shit. And shout out to Winslow. I see his finance in the Chinese store while I was out. I'm like, who that's talking to me? Oh, yeah, I know him. he's definitely performing live May 6th. It's going to be crazy. Then the Mill Creek, you know what I mean? Showing a whole lot of love to niggas in my city. Appreciate everybody coming through. So we having a new fun show tonight. Yes, Miss Truth Teller, my co-host. Say hello to Truth Teller. Hi, Truth Teller. Say hi to me. Honest Fire. Hi, Honest Fire. I said hi to me first. I had to say it first.
You know what? Whatever. Anyway, I have a question for you, Honest Fire.
Okay. Shoot.
Okay, I keep getting these promotions if I should have my birthday party at Club Roar on May 26th, because, you know, my birthday is May 25th, you know, the same day that, you know, the, what's that, Santa Maria video comes out.
Okay.
So I was thinking, you think I should have my birthday party at Club Roar?
Yeah, how are you? You should have your party at Club Roar.
Mm-hmm.
Well, hell yeah. Damn it, that's where the parties be popping.
Who gonna come? Y'all gonna come to my party if I have that Club Voice?
I'm here, first of all.
No, not you. Not just you. I'm asking the people of the Philly Chime listeners, because if I had a party, I'm gonna try to show the fuck up. I don't want to have no party. Only like five people be there. You know, I feel some type of way.
No. We gonna all be there, but we can, as we take callers and stuff like that, we can definitely see about. Before we even get any more callers and people call up and we start on the topic, you know what I mean? Tonight, I'm definitely pranking somebody. I got a prime suspect. It's going to be funny as shit. I hope I get to execute it. You know how sometimes we try to call people, this shit don't fucking work, right?
Yeah.
It should be, like, real ridiculous. I'd be like, all right, now I'm getting irked. But at the same damn time, I'm trying to have some motherfucking fun. So we about to play on some people's phones and get the show started. Wait a minute. Shout out to my baby lady in the building. Hey, girl.
Hey. Hey, ladies. What's up?
Chilling. You know, I've been fiending to do this all fucking night.
Yeah,
whatever.
I'm
excited. We gonna get it in.
Yo, I've been fiending to do this all night. Y'all gotta be crazy. Very, very quiet. I'm hunting rabbits.
Oh, yeah, of course. We mute our phones if we have fun with it.
Wait a minute. Be very, very quiet. I'm hunting rabbits. Like,
the voice that I'm about to use is very ridiculous. I just want to tell y'all, I'm not coming to any country. But I might sound like I'm Jamaican.
Right. Here we go with the accent.
I'm using my Jamaican Russian accent for this one.
Jamaican Russian.
Mm-hmm.
Good fucking Lord.
Yeah, man. We call him up, Mom. We got to ask him everything. All right, so we're going to mute the phone. Mute everybody's phone. I'm getting in on this. Pranking call shit. I'll explain the call once we start cussing his dirty ass the fuck out. Dirty ass motherfucker. We just gonna know that this person sucks and he knows Lil Wayne. we gonna definitely see what's good with this caller. Big ups to everybody. Get ready to have some fun though.
Yo.
Hello. Hi, is this Flow Fire?
I'm a bit.
Huh? Can you hear me? Little bitch. He's a little bitch. Why hang up, little bitch? I'm about to call him bitch ass dick. If you just tuned in to Philly Shot Radio, we're pranking motherfuckers. I'm going to call him back again. Like, no, this call is about business. Wait, one more time.
pretty bitch. He might know my voice. Why did I do it? All right, boo. Oh, shit. I should have let you do a truth teller because he might know my voice because I cussed him out earlier today.
Oh, yeah. Hold on, wait. Oh, yeah. You know, I know how to do my different voices. Like, hello. Yeah. Who's this? Yeah. Hello.
Shut up. Well, we'll try to call him back a little later. We're going to use truth teller to check out the little guy that we have on our chopping block for tonight. But definitely shout out to everybody tuning in on the show. We have a little fun topic, and we do want to talk our shit tonight as well as get a chance to prank. I got a couple other calls we're going to have some fun. But tonight's topic, you know, we're talking about single people, who you fucking or whatever, and do you need a title when you're just fucking a person? Like, I guess, is that? Yeah, pretty much, yeah. Do you need a title? I think you should have one at least, like, just so that you're not playing yourself. But some people, I guess, don't care, you know what I mean? Like, do you need a title if you're just fucking a person, truth teller? Are you trying to
according to how long I've known you and how long we've been fucking. Because if I've been fucking you for a good minute, you know, of course I'll be wanting a title because, you know, we've been doing it for so damn long. You know, after a while, you know, your feelings get involved if you've been fucking a person for a long-ass time. Seriously. Mm-hmm.
Damn, that's a real-ass answer.
Mm-hmm. Seriously, like, if I've been fucking you for the last 2-3 years, yeah, I want my title. I don't want to be your girlfriend, but I better be your fucking special ass friend.
Two, three years? Don't you think that's been a long time?
Yes. One and all fucking.
No. If you haven't defined the relationship by that time, like, after a year... Yeah. After 6 months, I guess you could say after. How long does it normally take? Yeah, like 3 months, I say. I would say that's 90 days.
Within 90 days.
90 days is a long time, though, especially for something like that. Like, you know how it is when you get to know a person in the beginning, you guys are going out, having fun and shit like that. Uh-uh, nigga, you got to claim me, you know?
Yeah, but some of them just want to remain friends and just fuck. I had a motherfucker tell me that recently. I'm like, what? Are you serious?
I need to know what's going on before we fucking, so I don't have this problem. I don't even go there. I need to know that it's mine before I even go anywhere near anything. Except for, you know, those times where you have, I've had a few, you know, one night hitter, one hitter quitter, whatever. But
I had to know
what's going on.
I had one of them, you know, one time, you know, honest, you know about it. That was crazy that night.
Shut up. I don't know nothing.
I don't put nobody out there, but yo. Yo, that was crazy that night.
What you talking about, truth teller? I don't know nothing. Let's talk about it there. Say no more to talk about it. I'm joking.
I know what you're talking about. I don't put people out there, but you know.
If I was
that type of person.
I know. We're going for a big shout out to everybody tuning in. Definitely, if you want to join in the show, press the number one. I'll definitely open up your mic. We show love. Like we said, tonight we want to know, you know what I mean? Do you need a title? Do you need to say, we just fucking? Or
we have
you need to say, oh, this is my girl, whatever? Shout out to, I think that's Reno, 267.
Yeah, what's up with you?
That is you. What's up, Reno Sinatra? Welcome to Philly Shop Radio.
How y'all doing?
Y'all good. I got my co-host Truth Teller in the building.
Hello. Yeah, but something interesting though, something real. But like a couple years, that's too long. Like a title got to be thrown out there some way somehow. Because a female, like the emotions gonna get involved, and a female gonna jump into it too. And my phone popping. I ain't coming back up. But But that's what it is, man. So like when people just having sex in a couple months, it is what it is. Like for me, I met somebody who was busting it up for 6 months, and around the second or third month, it was crazy. But our chemistry was just so retarded. Everything happened so fast, and we really jumped out the window. So sometimes it's a different situation for people. But a title definitely got to be thrown out there probably like you said, 90 days, like 3 months. I'm thinking like 4 months, 4 months, 5 months, because I should know if I'm really trying to rock out with all the nonsense. Because you know, for real, everybody got BS. It's about who BS you going to put up with.
Exactly. I can't stand, you know, when once you even get into a relationship with a person and you still are the same and they still want to complain, like, look. It's going, you know what I mean? You knew I had some shit with me or whatever, you know what I mean? Don't try to change a person, you know what I mean? You shouldn't want to change a person. And definitely, like you said, like, if it's something that you want to deal with, you got to deal with the good and the bad. But it's mainly important to know what you're dealing with. That's all I'm saying. Like, if you're not going to define a relationship, whether if it is just fucking or if it's never going to go nowhere, sometimes you need to know that so that that person is like say if you just fucking a person. You're like, all right, we just fucking. Now I know I could mess with other people. Now I know, you know what I'm saying, I could go ahead and move on. But either way, you got to define what's going on. Not to, like, lead a person on.
You're right about that. Cause some,
I agree.
A minute ago, I was messing with some chick. And, like, after, like, the fourth time, she was trying to hubby me up and all that. And I wasn't even on that type time. Because, for real, she wasn't even my type. I just didn't get her. I'm Reno Sinatra.
Ain't
on that type time. But, I guess the fourth time, she tried to hubby me up and all that. And I wasn't even on her type time. So I can understand you on that, too. Some people moving too fast. You really got to figure out a person. Like, you got to, like, you write, you got to let them know what it is from the beginning.
Exactly. Keep it
right. Like, I'm trying to fill you out. And after I fill you out, I might want to make it something different. But as soon as you, but the problem be this, too, though. Male and females got pride. So females are quicker to come out and let you know how they feeling, though. But sometimes they be in the cut, too. Like, I ain't going to say nothing because he ain't say nothing. And I lost one real relationship that I could have made pop because I ain't say nothing when I started feeling how I was feeling. It was like 2006 years ago. I'm a grown man, but it's all good, though. But I remember that shit, though. You know what I mean? No, I don't, because now what I do is that was my learning mistake. So from here on out, when I feel different, I'm letting you know from the rep. That's when I ain't got time. Like, for real, I'm just too blunt. No. I'm feeling you. Like, what are we doing? But I ain't going to say, like,
exactly.
I ain't gonna say,
so many words. And so many words, though, right? Yeah, so many words, you gotta, like, let it be known. What? Oh, see? Like, yeah, because, like, at the end of the day, you don't want to string nobody along. Like, I know you can relate to that, lady. Like, even if it's a relationship that is not, you know it's not going nowhere, both parties, or you're not feeling it, you got to let that person know, because then that's the way that you don't want to hold them back. You got to let them know what their options are. Like,
exactly. Now I feel you. I feel you 100%. Just keep it real with the other person. Like, that's all
people
you got to do.
No, seriously.
I say people are really selfish. All you got to do
selfish.
Is keep it 100. Like,
they're afraid to lose it. Like, damn, if I meet somebody with oils, I'm not trying to let her go because she got oil. For real. Like, I'm not even trying to let her go because she got oil. Like, we're going to keep it always foggy. But
definitely shout out to Reno Sinatra and follow him on Twitter, everybody, RENOSINATRA, #1, showing love on Twitter. We gotta do the show off, you know what I mean? And you definitely gotta we're gonna be
come
showing off 8-6.
Yeah, I
gotta
pick my tickets up. But I got the bread, I'm just gonna get my tickets away anyway.
I know how that is. Yeah, it's going to be crazy. May 6th, release edition. Down at Mill Creek. It's going to be real, real ridiculous. I appreciate you definitely calling in. And I like how you talk, you know what I'm saying? Definitely well-spoken, well-versed, or whatever. And I appreciate you joining in on our topic for tonight. I don't want you to go anywhere, but I definitely got to take a little music break. Shout out to everybody tuning in. I want to
say something after the break.
Oh, yeah, no problem. I want to say I'm really excited we're going to have this artist, LP the Assassin. Just over this past weekend, they had a DJs United conference in Indiana, and he actually won the competition. And I'm talking about all my XY DJ people. Shout out to everybody. United DJs, we all supporting each other. So he's going to be my special guest this Thursday. He's a talented artist who actually gave his kidney to his father and almost lost his life trying to heal during the healing process. So I want to be able to get a chance to talk to him. He's from Chicago, and maybe even get him to come out to Philly one time. Everybody say he has a lot of passion, definitely a lot of good music. So I would like to definitely get to know him Thursday. You know what I mean? I told him, I was like, you could call in tonight, but I plan on talking a lot of shit, and we're going to be playing on phones and shit tonight. So, yeah, not tonight. But speaking of time I'm on, that should be a drinking game for when you say time I'm on in this goddamn city. I'm going to show love to my homie, Big Faith Dunny, who definitely did this saying a lot of justice with this new song, so check it out, y'all.
Niggas will try you cause you sit behind computers. Well, let them try me, they gon' be living by computers. Life's expensive, dollars when I'm sexing. The way I pack the lettuce is solid when I'm dressing. Took a frozen track and now it's sizzling. I be selling pussy, they call me the middleman. You ain't talking cash, you ain't relevant. Used to be cold, got money, then the hell I went. I drowned a pussy, giving CPR. Entourage for the entourage, on the road to riches, ain't got a license, I stand out. You camouflage, I'm self-paid, self-made. You bitch me, your bitch pay, yo, cut that, switchblade. Got them goofy bitches on their testicles. Sad when you let the engineer get the best of you. Damn, this nigga going in through the best of you. We're still on the clock, how we live so flexible. That's the type of time I'm on. That's the type of time I'm on. I can get the pussy with no cash near. Swear I'm about to triple what I made last year. That's the type of time I'm on. That's the type of time I'm on. Yeah. 4 days and I'm still woke. You biting backs for a living, but you still broke. 24-hour shifts, yeah, I gotta get it. Me and Rika turn your Benz into a Dodge Civic. Niggas say they real with no detail. Really think they gangster cause they get Gmail. Hood nigga, I'll get sloppy toppy and poppy. And I'm doing way better since that label dropped me. Always had a big head, but I was never cocky. I just sell it like it is, real shit, no hockey. I ain't really the blogging type, you hear me? I'm more like the Ogden type. I ain't got time, shorty, eat the wood. Tick, tock, and you better do it good. This the type of time I'm on. You keep on waiting for the lottery. I'm about to take the king spot. Charge me for the robbery. Like my woman Coco, classy like a snowboat. Niggas wanna share them with me, but they want them dolo. Yeah. That's the type of time I'm on. That's the type of time I'm on. I can get the pussy with no cash near. Swear I'm about to triple what I made last year. That's the type of time I'm on. That's the type of time I'm on. Yeah. 4 days and I'm still woke. You biting backs for a living, but you still broke.
This my shit. That's the type of time I'm on. That's the type of time I'm on. I'm about to triple what I made last night. You know, shout out to everybody listening in. Like I said, that was that track talking shit about whatever we all talk about, that type of timing on whatever time it is, whether it is, you know what I mean, get money time, smack a bitch time, fuck a bitch time, whatever, fuck a nigga time. Shout out to my homegirls in the building, and of course my truth teller boo, and Reno Sinatra chilling with us. And definitely, if you want to join in on this topic tonight, press the number one. I'll open up your mic. Maybe catch your top playing on the bull phone again. This little stinking ass. We still got people out here that just lie on they dick. What the fuck is that about? Like, I don't even understand. And even this little short fuck Flow Fire or whatever his name is, like, never, ever, ever had me alone. Never even met me on a 101.
Uh-oh.
Never. Yeah, I'm dropping names, little stupid bitch. Like,
I got her.
Yo, we got
you
lady cake. Yeah, we definitely, like I said, I just want to play some games with him. I really just want to play some games. I know it's not true, so I don't care about asking him about whatever he's lying about with me or whatever, but I don't
know. You want me to call him for my number and dare him to call me back? I call him for my number like, yo, I heard that you fucked on this fire, you know. I'm trying to get that fuck too. She said it was good. Can I get some?
You stupid as shit. No. That would be funny as shit, but you know what? I'm cool. If we get a chance to do it tonight, we do it. We don't, fuck it.
I want to do it that way, though. That'll be so fun. What you think, lady?
Yeah, that sounds fun. He gonna hang up. I don't think he gonna stay on the line. I think he gonna hang up, though.
Yeah, he a little bitch, though.
Yeah, he one of those.
She gave me your number to tell me, you know, I can fuck you too because she fucked you. Come on, let's get it in. I need some dick. She said it was good. You got a condom? I heard you use condoms.
No, wait, she said, well, he don't have a condom. He'll just eat it. He'll just eat it.
Yes, though. Yes, though. Don't get me started. Do not get me started with that.
Wait a minute, I'm going to check out the switchboard and see what's good.
Okay.
That Samson actually just tweeted me, so I'm going to see that this is his number, 404-428. Welcome to Philly Shine Radio. What's your name? Where you calling from?
What's the deal? What's the deal? What's good with you?
I'm good. Who's this?
It's your boy. It's your boy, Philly Red Team.
Yo,
oh.
Red, Red Faze, we love Red Faze.
Wow, what's it up?
Sure you do.
I'm definitely chilling. You know what I mean? We having a little bit of fun on the radio show.
I hear y'all tripping.
Talking shit.
I just calling to show you some love and shit. You don't even holler at me about no shows or none of that no more.
No, listen, if I'm ever not on somebody's phone, if I'm not tweeting you about the radio show, I done lost my phone and doing this shit all over the shit. I'm not sure remembering, you know. But definitely, I was talking to Wills or whatever. I was talking to Wills. He was saying that you was going to do the Feed the Hood the 15th, but you didn't do it or whatever. When are you rescheduling that?
Yeah, we rescheduled that till next Saturday. No, the following Saturday. That's the Saturday before we go back down ATL.
All right. Yeah, we definitely got to come check you out. And you got to come for my last joint at Mill Creek or whatever, the release edition, May 6th. And then June, we taking that shit to a whole new location, doing a whole bunch of other crazy shit. You could definitely come get on the stage. There's some room for Philly Red Face.
No doubt. You know, I always come through, support you when I can, you know what I'm saying? I was sitting here listening to the show with Wifey and shit, wanted to call and show you some love, you know what I mean?
Yeah, you gotta answer the topic question too.
Yeah,
yeah, I'm about to. Yeah, yeah. Congratulations, he definitely a new father, newly engaged and whatnot.
Yeah, newly engaged, newly daddy.
Big up to the happy couple. Yeah, you know what? I have to ask you the topic question because, like, yeah, tonight we're talking about defining a relationship, whatever it is, whether you're just fucking or whatever. Do you think that it's important to put a title to a relationship, and pretty much, like, how long do you think before you even need to discuss those type of things?
Oh, you got to discuss that type shit day one. Shit, the first minute we meet, everything needs to be established. Everybody needs to know who they is and what role they got to play. Because if I'm with a little buddy, and then, you know what I'm saying, I wind up having a girlfriend 3 days later, that I didn't tell her about. I never told her she was my girl. You know what I mean? Yeah. She's just little buddy. I'm with my girl now. You can't say nothing to me. I gave you a title 3 days ago, shorty. You're just little buddy.
But you know what? You got to keep it real, but you can't do nothing but respect it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's how that go right there.
Definitely. And then if the ones that don't respect it, be getting their heads chopped off. I know you've had the you run across a crazy woman or two in your lifetime too, probably. But
one, two.
Like every other. Like, damn, for real. I can't win for losing. You see, red face, y'all got to relate to that. All the women ain't crazy. You can't say every other. That would mean either
crazy.
Me and True Teller is crazy or True Teller lady is crazy.
No, I'm not crazy.
Y'all got my wifey looking at me like I'm crazy. Like, oh, dang, you got a little buddy now. I'm about to hang up. Y'all get me in trouble.
Well, tell wifey to tell my people, but definitely thanks for... Yeah, definitely thanks for calling. Tell wifey we don't want no drama. Not over here.
No.
No drama.
He's sorry, wifey. It's just a question.
I'll see you May 6th, and I'm going to hit you up, though.
Yeah, no doubt.
I'll catch you on your statuses.
All right, for real. I'll holler at you.
All right, peace, Red Face. Yeah, see, Red Face. She got him on lock. He giving her that ring. She like, you attached right with this ring too, nigga. Where you at?
You can't answer none of them questions. Oh, you got a little friend. What you want? I will cut you red. I will cut the red out of you.
Cut the red out of you. Wow. That's crazy.
Much love, Red Face. Much love.
We smile, man. We don't come out to that. We represent for the bells, man. No, that's not a problem.
She said that shit though, and that's real rant though. Come on now, you gotta be like I will air hustle like a motherfucker. What? I am private eye number one. Like I will be Sherlock Holmes fucking.
I am
entire
private eyes. I am.
Yo, real rap, niggas is being private eyes. Like niggas is breaking in the girls. Phone log through their computer to get their
putting tracking devices on people's stuff.
Yo, rat, man, my little buddy, I don't know, like I just put up, like whatever
put
you want to call it.
Listen, I need
my little buddy, homie, dude, went in her, I don't know what to call it, but whatever he is, went in the computer through Apple, figured out her code, pulled up her texts, and pulled up her call log. Oh my goodness gracious.
Yeah, that sounds like a whole bunch of drama.
Yeah, Jody's just getting geeked out right around now.
That's true. Let's see, you're supposed to delete a text right after you send it any fucking way. But from the internet, I think they save all that shit.
Yeah, you even if you delete it, it's on your computer.
Yeah, it's still on the computer. So you can delete it from your phone log, but not there. Especially what if he got the phone right in his hand, like, oh, yeah, bitch, this the one you deleted.
Hold on. No. This is crazy.
I'm trying to add an anarchy. Yo, my sister's a biker. Official. Who you out with the twisters? Real rap though. Let all them niggas know I'm a real nigga and I got something. Any of them niggas act silly, I'ma act right with them for real though. Real talk.
All right. Shout out to Rena. Where you at? Where the party at?
Oh, I'm in the booth, man. I'm in the asylum. I'm in the booth. I'm doing things. You know what I mean? I'm just busting it up with my people. And y'all right, though, because I got this crazy chick waiting on me right now. I'm not going to. Yo, when I go over her crib, right, she be talking the craziest shit.
Like what?
Listen, she's.
Wait. What's your relationship about? You talking about something you going to this chick's house, not my little buddy, not my girl, not my wife.
Did you hear my speech? I said my little buddy. Listen, peep my speech. My little buddy dude went through her phone. So I have a little buddy. Like, this is my boo-boo. Like, she really my baby. Like, we ain't even doing that. We ain't been doing that for, like, 5 or 6 weeks. But, like, we got a real good friendship, though. That's my little. Ain't nothing. You know what's crazy? I don't even know how I got here with this little buddy, real talk.
That's what's up, though. That's how nice,
it's cool, though.
Sometimes when you're enjoying somebody's company,
man.
And then once you
and
make
that's
love.
That's exactly what it was. I don't know about all that, because I don't know. The sparks flew and all that, but it's really her personality, though. Like, I used to think, like, I was going to need, like, just, like, physical things that was going to keep me home. And she didn't have, like, a lot of the physical things that I was accustomed to. And her personality just blew me way out, but she got the oils. Shout out to Miss Juicy Couture. She got the oils. Yeah, but I'm about to go to this little buddy crib and all that. But, like, the first time I go over her crib, the first time, she's like, you believe in ghosts? I was in my crib one time, and I seen this, and so she just went on a whole new route. And then
that's
sucked me
crazy.
Off. Like, I couldn't believe
what?
That either. So, like, yes, like, for real, life is grand, Reno Sinatra. But, like,
well,
I can't deal with her, though. I can't really deal with because her mind is just all over the place.
Her mind probably like mine. Her shit probably like mine.
Yeah, she probably need to take a pill or two, like, to help her out with her, See, do you believe in ghosts? Not a ghost scare me. Do you believe in ghosts? Because we about to talk about this.
Yeah, like, I ain't want her. No, she was scaring the shit out of me. Like, I'm not some crazy chick. Why you go, yo, my sister, Dinky, she going to say, why you take my picture?
Yeah, I'm funny as shit, but definitely we going to go into some more music. Guys, if you guys want to join in, just press the number 1. We'll definitely open up your mic. You know what? I should try to call that damn number again. The little bitch.
Niggas lying on their dick.
Them.
That shit is crazy. I ain't ever know that. When I was fat, I ain't do that. Real tough. So, like, I ain't getting no yams. Like, why not?
Yeah, like, and then what's real crazy about the situation, he sent me a message on Twitter and shit, right? I'm about to go back to it and shit. As a matter of fact, that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to go check this Twitter message. Because I forgot what he said. And it just went way over my head. Like, what the fuck is wrong with you? I'm like, huh? Like, what's wrong? Like, why are you coming at me or whatever? And then he was like, oh, listen.
Put it on Twitter?
I think he said, he put it all stuff in my inbox or whatever.
Okay.
He sent me a direct message or whatever. Like, he wanna eat me out or come see me. And then I was like, what? You got the wrong idea or whatever. Get your shit together. And then he gonna send me a message back talking about something. See, people always playing on my Twitter and shit. That's crazy. I didn't even send it. And I'm like, huh? Like, why was you lying? Like, well, who gives a fuck? Like, yeah, like, you know you sent that message. Ain't nobody just trying to send me a message out of all your Twitter. So,
it's a billion people on Twitter. They just picked me up. Niggas is out of pocket, man. I don't know how you found that one.
That's funny.
No. See, I didn't find them. You know,
he found you.
I don't know nothing about this person. And then what's so funny to me, like, the people that he's sitting up there lying to don't even believe him. Like, shut the fuck up. So that's another reason I'm not so mad. It's not like anybody believe you or you, like, really damaging. I just want you to shut the fuck up. I just feel some type of way about somebody saying my fucking name. Like, I will punch you in your mouth. And he's short. I could beat him up. Like, I could take him, you know. I could take a little short ass. So don't be lying on your shit. You really like real small and could get beat up by a girl too at the same damn time. So
that's crazy.
At the same damn time.
But,
you know what's crazy? I ain't never liked that song until I seen Peanut Live.
real rap.
I ain't never liked that song at the same damn time. I heard it on the radio all the time. I ain't never fucked with that joint. I'm watching Peanut Live, and this nigga, now I'm a fan of the song, for real.
Hanging out the roof.
Yeah, at the same time.
I'm about to hang out the sunroof at the same damn time. I'm like, what the hell? Yo, nigga, sit your ass down.
You funny as shit, man.
I'm going to check that shit out because he definitely be sometimes doing this thing. Some of the videos be long as shit, but I fucking fucks with Peanut Live 205 and shit, funny as shit. I'm going to check that out. That's hilarious. I like that song.
Did you see the one? What Future does.
I love everything that Future does, okay? Like, I'm a big Super Future supporter. Like,
Hold on.
Honest.
Did you see the one that OC was in?
No, the Peanut Live?
Yeah.
No, what was that one about?
He had another puppet. He was Pistachio Live 215.
Yes, Pistachio Live 215.
Here we go. Peanut made him strip down, and he ran down the street in his boxers. It's this tight-ass extra smoothie.
He said, listen, you ain't got no legs. He's like, you ain't got no fucking legs, nigga.
No. He had legs. That was the other one.
Hold up, Peanut. No,
Pistachio. That was Cashew. Cashew Live was the one without the legs. Pistachio was the one. He's like, man, these fat farms. And he stripped him and made him throw his shoes on there.
Yeah, he's like, these fat
farms,
pick them out here fresh
as hell. He's like, you ain't even got no shoes. You know what to do. I just got this, what's the name shirt? I forgot what
kind
of shirt he said.
Yo. That was funny. Yeah,
you're not
live. He that boy.
Ak Diesel is stupid as shit for that one.
But let me ask you a question, though.
Hold on, wait. We lost Honest. Give us a second. We lost Honest. Hold on.
I want my boot, though.
I don't know. I'm just looking at the board. Give her, her phone probably died. Give her a couple of seconds. She'll be back.
That's fine. Just call me when you need me. You're having a video shoot, too, the Sunday and Monday. It's about Philadelphia. Where you going to be at? The video's called Philadelphia. I'm about to put it up on my Twitter page. I'm about to become your Twitter friend in a second. So.
Who's Twitter friend?
Yours.
What's my name? Do you even know my name?
I don't know your name. You better tell it to me. I'm gonna stalk Honest real quick.
Yeah, that's truth teller, Reno.
I told you she'd be back.
Yeah.
I'm watching the board. I got you back.
I be getting super excited sometimes and a phone cut off.
You're super excited, huh?
It is. Yeah. But I'm back. And as a matter of fact, I'm gonna show some more love to Dunny Engineering, and definitely y'all gotta at least come check out the sound quality so we could sway you toward our shit down 12th and Spring Garden.
My lady's ass needs to take a studio with y'all.
We gotta do that and shit. We still could do it and whatever. Maybe we could get it done this weekend or
yeah,
Or next Monday or some shit. Tomorrow, I'm trying to do some shit with my people. Shout out to my boy Diddy and Watch My Grind TV or whatever. He wanted to finish up my interview with me spitting. I think I might take it down to the block down for DA Street. So we'll see what's up with everybody.
Hey, let me know. I'll come show you tomorrow. Everybody know I show love.
You work tomorrow? Were you free?
I'm free every day.
You're free every day. What about you, lady? You off tomorrow?
Nah, I work tomorrow.
We got a little bit of light, you know what I mean, before, you know, 7 o'clock hit. We'll see what's good. But definitely got to let y'all niggas know I rant too. Got a lot of shit going on. I'm definitely performing All Under One Roof, Boss, Fridays at 90 Degrees, 6th Spring Garden. May 18th is going to be real ridiculous, hosted by Miss Cat from the Bad Girls Club. And
yo, I need a slot on that joint, though, sis.
All right, we'll talk about it. Fucking live without that type of production. I swear to God, I love that shit. We're gonna do some crazy things May 18th. And look at you, Reno. You like, oh, you went in? Did you see
I got a nickel bag being sold to the park when I was a boy. Yeah, I mean, y'all got fat locked off them home. It's my turn.
Public
service announcement. Pussy taking over.
I know. I fucked with that hook too. Boo boo. For real.
Thank you.
I really go for hours, though. Ask somebody new, somebody. I ain't lying.
I don't need to know that, but now that I know that, I'm not going to forget.
No, I'm just tipping, though.
I'm not
going to if I can slide on that joint, I'm trying to be in there.
Well, yeah, we'll talk. We'll definitely talk, you know what I'm saying? And see what's, see what can happen.
Yeah, see what's happening. Because, as a matter of fact, Smutty was saying that it was a couple people that might not be able to perform or whatever. So we'll get
you
ready.
Yeah, I'm right in. That's how the Lord, see, the Lord love me. The Lord love me. What's up with you? What are we doing out here?
This event is going to be crazy. When I tell
I
you live entertainment,
I
mean live entertainment, models, bottles, it's going to be ridiculousness.
What
and
day?
May 18th, and then it's going to be every third Friday of every month. It's going to be a big concert, so all the artists in Philly, definitely hit me up on Twitter at Honest Fire, HONESTPHIRE, and you can be able to become a part of our Boss Friday all under one concert. It's going to be crazy. The first one is going to be crazy.
I
want to
be in that one, too. Let me get a hot tea, Poppy, two Lucy's in the Dutch.
Oh, where you at? See?
I'm in a Chinese store. I'm in the bottom, man. I'm down West Philly. I'm in the bottom. Listen, I'm in the hood like roaches. Understand what I'm talking about?
Wait. Order me a shrimp and broccoli, garlic sauce, extra hot.
Where you at, though? Like, where you at, though? I'm just scared on 22.
I'm saying no. I'm close. You know what? I need some more of them funnel sticks, lady. I'm not even going to tell you how I was just in the damn Chinese store like it was Rita's Water Ice.
Don't fuck her up with that, what?
Yo,
give me two
store.
Short rolls. Extra hot mustard.
Extra hot mustard.
No, I went to the Chinese store and I got some strawberry shortcake ice cream and blueberry water ice mixed together and some funnel cake stick joints. Them joints are so tasty. I enjoyed myself.
That's
really
that fat
did.
Bitch shit. You try to be like me, huh? You try to take on my fat bitch role, ain't you?
No,
I'm
no,
the fat
no.
bitch,
cool.
Damn it, between us two.
No. See, you you got, I'm not even nowhere near
here. Uh-huh. And what else?
I'm fucking with you.
Yeah.
But no, definitely, like I said.
Yeah, man, this is my Poppy right
got,
there. Oh, let me get one more.
I'm about to mute his phone. Reno Sinatra
bad.
Taking us out with us. Nah, it's no problem. It's no problem. We just don't know what we're talking about. We're gonna start talking to him,
fun.
And he's talking to the Chinese people. Like, what the fuck is going on?
I had to get my intermission smoke break materials, like my Dutch, my Lucy, and my hot tea. You understand what I'm talking about?
Try get your products from the ghetto. I fuck with it. Nothing.
Yeah,
order me a dollar prize.
You want a dollar prize? Yo, you know what's crazy?